Reading from Surrender Unto Me, Overview of the Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 12, Devotional Service, Texts 6 through 7. Krishna speaking. But those who worship me, giving up all their activities unto me, and being devoted to me without deviation, engage in devotional service, and always meditating upon me, having fixed their minds upon me, O son of Prita. For them, I am the swift deliverer from the ocean of birth and death. Comment. Although a devotee may experience difficulties, he has faith in Krishna's promise to personally care for him and to deliver him. Srila Prabhupada powerfully expresses this. Quote, the purport of this verse is that a devotee does not need to practice Ashtanga Yoga in order to transfer his soul to the spiritual planets. The responsibility is taken by the Supreme Lord himself. He clearly states here that he himself, Krishna himself, becomes the deliverer. A child is completely cared for by his parents, and thus his position is secure. Similarly, a devotee does not need to endeavor to transfer himself by yoga practice to other planets. Rather, the Supreme Lord, by his great mercy, comes at once, riding on his bird carrier Garuda, and at once delivers the devotee from material existence. Although a man who has fallen into the ocean may struggle very hard and may be very expert in swimming, he cannot save himself, but if someone comes and picks him up from the water, then he's easily rescued. Similarly, the Lord picks up the devotee from this material existence. One simply has to practice the easy process of Krishna consciousness and fully engage himself in devotional service. Comment continues. A devotee's responsibility is to cultivate devotion and eagerness to serve Krishna. Krishna then accepts full responsibility for rescuing his devotee from Maya. The devotee's mood is so pure that he doesn't even desire the liberation the Lord is willing to bestow upon him. Lord Chaitanya prays, Janmani Janmanishvare Bhavattar Bhaktir Haitiki Tve. All I want is your devotional service, even if it means taking birth after birth in the material world. That intense, fully pure and devotional desire of a devotee to serve Krishna attracts Krishna's full mercy. In the next five verses, 8 through 12, Krishna, beginning with the highest stage, describes levels of achievement in bhakti. 8. Just fix your mind upon me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and engage all your intelligence in me. Thus, you will live in me always without a doubt. Comment. Again, he tries to fix his mind on the unmanifest avyakta and the reality of his existence as a soul. Krishna's direct order to his devotee, however, is always fix your mind upon my all-attractive, beautiful form. For emphasis, Krishna uses the word mayi, upon me, three times. By always meditating on serving Krishna with great devotion, one will always live with Krishna. Thus, Krishna has explained the most advanced stage to always think of him and serve him with great attachment and affection. Because such constant remembrance of Krishna is exalted consciousness, one naturally wonders, what practice should I follow if I am unable to always remain absorbed in thoughts of Krishna? Krishna's reply describes the next level down. 9. My dear Arjuna, O winner of wealth, if you cannot fix your mind upon me without deviation, then follow the regulative principles of bhakti yoga. In this way, develop a desire to attain me. Comment. Krishna calls Arjuna Dhananjaya, the winner of wealth, because Arjuna obtained riches for his brother by fighting. Krishna now requests Arjuna to fight his mind and obtain the wealth of meditation upon Krishna in full devotional service through practice. Srila Prabhupada describes the practice of sadhana that elevates one to the stage of attachment to Krishna. Quote, to practice the regulative principles of bhakti yoga, one should, under the guidance of an expert spiritual master, follow certain principles. One should rise early in the morning, take bath, enter the temple and offer prayers and chant Hare Krishna, then collect flowers to offer to the deity, cook foodstuff to offer to the deity, take prasadam, and so on. There are various rules and regulations which one should follow, and one should constantly hear Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam from pure devotees. This practice can help anyone rise to the level of love of God, and then he is sure of his progress into the spiritual kingdom of God. End of quotation from Srila Prabhupada. The comment continues. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami has quoted a statement from Padma Purana that describes constant remembrance of Krishna as the goal of all sadhana practices. Smartavyo satatam vishnur vishmartavyo najatachet savhavidhi nishedashur etya eva kinkaraha. Krishna is the origin of Lord Vishnu. He should always be remembered and never be forgotten at any time. All the rules and prohibitions mentioned in the Shastra should be the servants of these two principles. End of quote from Srila Prabhupada. End of quote. Yes, that was quoting Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami, describing the goal of sadhana practice. The comment continues, but what should one do if he finds himself unable, even by his attempts in following Krishna conscious practices, to always think of Krishna? 10. If you cannot practice the regulations of bhakti yoga, then just try to work for me, because by working for me, you will come to the perfect stage. Comment. The previous two verses primarily dealt with engaging our mind, the chief of the material senses, on Krishna. This verse, the lower stage, directs our external senses in Krishna's service as a means of further advancement. Even if we are unable to directly think of Krishna through absorption in his devotional service, either in perfection or in practice, we can progress by working for him. This platform is called Karma Yoga. Please see Appendix 5 for a discussion on my presentation of Bhagavad Gita 9 through 12, Chapter 12. Again, Srila Prabhupada gives practical instructions for one at this stage of spiritual development. Quote, if one has sufficient money, he can help in building an office or temple for propagating Krishna consciousness, or he can help with publications. There are various fields of activity, and one should be interested in such activities. If one cannot sacrifice the results of his activities, the same person can still sacrifice some percentage to propagate Krishna consciousness. This voluntary service to the cause of Krishna consciousness will help one rise to a higher state of love for God, whereupon one becomes perfect. That's the end of the quotation from Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada has thus described both Nishkam Karma Yoga and Sakam Karma Yoga. What can we do if we're unable to act on any of the above stages? And we shall hear the result, or Krishna's answer to that question, in text 11, which is the next text and subject for our next reading. Hare Krishna.